What this created for me was the mysterious and elusive thing called posture. Every training meeting I've attended, someone mentions that you've got to have posture. But I could never really get my hands around this concept. The reason I say that it's mysterious and elusive is because I'm not sure which came first for me, money or posture. But I can tell you both of them came on the same day. Some say, fake it until you make it. Problem is, you feel like a fake. It's very difficult to have the purpose of making someone's life better if deep down inside you know you're faking it. So instead of faking it, practice it. Some people confuse posture with arrogance. It's not the same. I was once coaching someone on inviting. While on a call with his prospect, he made the statement, "If you qualify," 4 times on a single call. I saw an immediate problem in his inviting. He was trying to use arrogance to make him sound postured. Posture, and listen closely to this, comes from confidence in your ability to perform. Nothing else. Much of my early posture was built from spending time practicing in front of Buckshot. Then I started getting small results, which added to my posture. I knew I was getting better. I could hear it in my recordings. Then when prospects started responding positively more often, my posture raised more. I'm not talking about everyone being interested. I'm talking about getting 1 or 2 out of 20 being interested to learn more, instead of 0 out of 50. If you have to go through 100 people or even 1,000 to get good, why practice on live people? I diffused hundreds of fake bombs before I ever diffused my first live one. Something else that is valuable for you to know and understand is that it's easier to prevent objections than to handle objections. I was tracking each call and keeping account of the questions and objections that I was getting, and I noticed that they would come up right at the end of something I said. The objections became predictable. I started wondering if I was actually causing some of the objections. And if I was causing them, could I not cause them? Could I prevent these objections from coming up? Yes. Some of the inviting phrases that I had picked up actually created objections that I would have to handle. So I started keeping score not only of the objections, but what question I asked just before they gave me that objection. Now the business was becoming very fun for me. I could predict what objection I would get based on what I would say or ask. I then began to alter the way I said or asked things and would not get that objection as often. Let me give you an example of this. An early script I used would say, "My partner is making $40,000 a month. Is that an income that would interest you?" About 80% of the time, it would generate the question, "Is this multi-level marketing?" Interesting. I then altered the way I stated that. I would say instead, "My partner is generating about $10 million a year in business, and his profit on that is about $500,000 a year." It practically eliminated the MLM objection. All I did was change the monthly income to annual income, and it removed one of the toughest objections we get. So later, in this training package, you'll hear most of the scripts I use, and you can know that these scripts have been worked and refined backwards and forwards for the purpose of minimizing objections.